Well, in spite of the fact that the Smoove B column won the voting, there's a poem that meant quite a bit to me. I actually first heard it as part of a movie called Telephone by, starred, Donald Pleasence and Bronson. And the catchphrase for the movie happened to be from this poem, and it summed up how I felt and why I post certain things and not others in my blog, because I feel a certain duty to protect the more or less innocent. So in spite of the fact that it did not win the voting, I'm going to start by reading Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. And in those simple words by an amazing poet, Robert Frost, so much of my life is summed up in that last refrain. The woods are lovely dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. So much to do, so little time. So many people to please and appease, and so many things that I feel I must do out of some sense of duty. Things that, an attitude that a friend of mine from Japan said made me more Japanese than the Japanese. Another poem by Robert Frost, which also did not win the voting, but I'm going to read anyhow. It's The Road Not Taken, sort of the flip side, to me, of that other poem. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler. Long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. And so it has.